today's No Sweat News, the final three stories that could get you WrestleMania tickets on tomorrow's quiz.
Talking about the granddaddy of them all, WrestleMania 35.
All right, we're going to count along. Everybody count along. You're going to need to count along. We're going to count along to see how many mistakes this guy makes. Okay?
Okay.
We're into Mississippi now, Gulfport, beautiful town, where Keith Cavalier, early Saturday morning, crashed his pickup truck into the front of the county courthouse.
That's a mistake.
One.
That's one.
Okay. When cops got there, he told them he did it on purpose.
Bad decision. Mistake number two.
Yeah, that's two. Now, why? Well, he figured it would be the best way to get their attention so he could report a crime. Gray area. Gray area.
No, that's three.
Gray area.
You're three?
Okay.
Three.
Okay. What was the crime? Someone had stolen his drug paraphernalia.
Boom! Big time mistake. Okay. Number four.
He got himself a DWI, malicious mischief. Fortunately, nobody was hurt in the crash. That's why it's in today's No Sweat News.
That guy really sucks at crime.
Holy cow. Now, here's one to make you feel all kinds of oogie. Dateline, Ohio, specifically Ohio State University. A new study out of Ohio State University looked at more than 7,000 relationships between mothers and their children, and they found an unexpected connection. Because our mothers pass along our relationship skills to us.
Oh, no. What are you going to say? This is disturbing to me. You said no sweat. I'm sweating bullets over here.
You have reason to be concerned, Dave. Because your mother passed along your relationship skills to you, the number of romantic partners that you've had is right around the same amount as your mommy had.
Ah! Turn it off!
Oh, Velma.
My head!
Mom, so, wherever you are, you have been a very naughty woman.
Well, that's if you're Carl Kraft. Actually, if you're Eastside Dave, that means Beatty's been very humble. Probably about four dudes, and one of them might have been Barry Manilow. I wish that was a joke.
So there you go. You're welcome. Now you're thinking about your mother having sex.
Ah! I had a bagel prepared. Just going to push that to the side.
How about that, huh?
Why would you do that?
The researchers did not find any connection between a father's romantic partners and his kids'
mother. I don't want to know that either. Just leave baked beans and patty cakes, my two parents alone.
How crazy is that, right?
So old.
Now, for our third and final story of the day and last of the week, check this out. Remember 3 weeks ago when there was one winning ticket for the $1.5 billion Mega Millions jackpot?
Yeah, I do.
Remember?
Mm-hmm. I was very jealous.
It was bought in South Carolina.
Right.
The person who bought the ticket still hasn't shown up. They only have 180 days to do it. So the clock is ticking.
Oh, we need to make sure this person never gets this money.
This is South Carolina. They have a law which states if you hit the jackpot for anything, you don't have to go public. But we will know if they actually cash the ticket.
Yes.
What happens if the ticket's been lost? The person doesn't know they're a winner. And after 180 days, we're on 181. Where does that $1.5 billion go?
I want to know. Please say it gets recycled and put back into the pot.
All the states that kick in for the Mega Millions game to begin with get their money back, and they can use the money however they want. They can put it back towards the lottery or use it for something like tax relief.
Oh, stop it with that.
Education system.
No, education. The kids are doing just fine. We gotta make we gotta let it ride here. I'm wearing a Monmouth Park sweatshirt as we speak.
The kids are doing just fine. Have you looked around lately?
Who cares about the children? They were wrong.
Isn't that crazy? They don't have to put it back into the lottery.
Listen, I don't take the lyrics of "We are the world future." The children, children are not the future.
I tell you, I know some people, if they just put it into the education system or tax relief, I know some people are going to be marching on the lottery buildings with torches and
exactly
and pitchforks.
Education, schmeducation. Put right. This back into the Powerball.
There you go.
Thank you.
181 days. That's all we need to wait.
All right.
Quick check of the roads. That's the No Sweat News. Now, tomorrow, here's what we're going to do. About 7:15, we're going to go to the phones for the No Sweat News quiz. I'll read four stories on the air. Three were part of the No Sweat News this week. One I'm going to make up today at about 4:20. And if you spot that phony story, well, then you got a great shot at winning tickets to WrestleMania, which is pretty sick.
Amazing.
Because they go on sale tomorrow morning at 10 a.m.
Yeah.